Blog Talk Radio.
After him and lead us into the, all the truth.
So we're here tonight on Block Talk Radio Station because we believe we have that truth. We're ready to share that truth with the world that we live in. So we're here tonight, we're here 6 days a week trying to get that false image out of worship so we can come back, start back, being the human being that God created us to be. God said he created us for one reason. And that reason that created us to be human beings, created us to know and learn from each other and not despise and hate each other. And along with that image up in the world, we're going to have this problem. So the Black Talk Radio Station coming out of California under the guidance and leader of Amin Muhammad, who started this show, and may Allah continue to bless him. And he made myself, Abdullah Akbar, and Dair Akbar, co-host worker, along with Suja Muhammad from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. We are from Decatur, Georgia, and Suja is from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And sometimes we do have Brother Muhammad coming out of Columbus, Georgia. He is also one of the hosts. And we also have our Imam Ibrahim Abdullah from Atlanta, Georgia, Masjid is located in LaGrange, Georgia. So we are blessed to have so many good people on this show to bring clarity to the problem that the world having, and we believe we have a solution to that problem. So we thank Allah for the night. We thank Allah for this opportunity coming for you. So what we're going to do now is open this thing up. We're opening this show up with a prayer called Al-Fatiha. We open it up with Al-Fatiha, and please listen. First, we'll say it in the Arabic language, the language in which most all the prophets basically spoke Aramaic. None of the prophets ever spoke English. So we're going to start off with this Arabic. So first we'll say it in the Arabic language. Humalay Shaitan Rajin. Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Amin. Ar-Rahman Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. Now the English translation. I seek protection with God from the rejected enemy. With the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful, all praise are due to Allah, the Lord and cherished sustainer of all worlds. Most gracious, most merciful, master of the day of judgment in which we all live. Thee alone do we worship and thy aid we seek. Allah, please continue to show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thou favor, and not of those who rapper thou down, or not of those who go astray. Amen. So we thank you for joining us tonight here on this Bout Talk Radio Station. We are here to ask you and ask the world to help us to remove those images out of worship. And those people who think they are benefit from the image, they got, God said, don't make no image. And you think you benefit from that image. So that what you're doing will not be, that will not be going on for a long time. You will pay for that. So we are here to help you to get that image out of your life so we can all live together as human beings here on this blessed earth that God has blessed us on. Well, I go any further. I'd like to read something from our blessed book called Al-Quran, final revelation that was given to Prophet Muhammad Now we have it. All praise be to Allah. And this book is called Al-Quran. And I want to read from the 7th chapter and from the 32nd and 33rd ayat. Real knowledge. Woman, they say, turn right in, Bismillah, Rahman, Rahim. Say, who have forbidden the beautiful gifts of Allah, which he has produced for his servant, and the things clean and pure, which he has provided for substance, said they are in the life of this world. For those who believe, and purely for them on the day of judgment, thou do we explain the signs in detail for those who understand. Say, the things that my Lord has indeed forbidden are shameful deeds, whether openly or secret, sin and trespass against truth and of any of reason, sign a partner of law, for who he have given no authority, said things about Allah in which he has no knowledge. Every people is a term appointed. When that term is reached, none an hour can they cause a delay, nor any hour can they avoid it and to pass. So we thank Allah. Should Allah speak the truth? We thank Allah. And it goes on to say, in the next ayah, O you children of Adam, whenever there come to you a messenger from among you, O children of Adam, whether thou come to you a messenger from among you, rehearse my signs unto you. Those who are righteous and mend their life, on them shall be no fear, nor shall they grieve. Surely Allah has spoke the truth. So we're here tonight to speak against this false image of God, partner they have set up with God, and we're here tonight so we can mend the family back together on truth and honesty and dignity that God has set up. So we pray what we have to say to you tonight be some benefit. We pray what we have to say tonight will help all of us become better human beings no matter what we look like. Because no matter what we look like or how tall we are or where we were born at in this world, there's nothing like God, and God and we are similar. God said he made us human beings, and when we start acting like human beings, then we showing up as similar. There's no big and great big you, a little I. We're all one human family, and our will should be the will that God have put in the books and put and give it to us so we can be the human being that God intended for us to be. We should be that. We shouldn't be the opposite of what God won't want us to be. So we thank you. We're here tonight, Blog Talk Radio Station, again coming out of California under the hands of Hameen Muhammad. We know Allah says in the Bible, don't make no image of him in the on land, on sea, and in air. That's covered the whole, that covered everything that we see here on this earth and what we can see up in the sky. If we go over a river or a lake, that cover that too. So God said, don't make no image of him. And we know that law has been broken. But we can go to most a lot of places. And like they're getting ready now on the 25th of this month, they said God got a son. And that son come from Mary, and his name is Jesus Christ. And they are telling that lie that he is the son of God. How can God have a son, the Quran said, and he don't have a wife, don't have a concert? It's a lie that is told on God that is to promote racism. And we know that we see and heard, and we know there's racism every time we took on the TV, every time we hear a story about Caucasian police stopping the African American, we hear about racism. Huh? And it comes from a lie that God got a son. It comes from a lie that God is, there's some white people on earth. That's a lie. We all human beings come from Adam. And we're not black people. I have black hair. So we're here to get rid of all that evil and all them lies. Santa Claus. Ain't no Santa Claus. They tell that lie. He go to every house around the 25th of December and leave some toys to every boy and girl. That ain't nothing but a lie. Christopher Columbus discovered America, another lie. A chicken lay egg. A rabbit lay egg. That's another lie. So all these lies have been given to us. And we've been raised with these lies. And we understand the real damage of these lies, so we have to get rid of them so we can all live on this earth in peace. So we just ask you, join us. Help us get rid of these images. Help us remove all this work that God said shouldn't be done here on earth. So now, as we ask, I'm going to look and see who's in the queue. Dahir, let's look and see who's in the queue that we can bring up and share in this great information, in this great world. So we're looking in the queue, and we'll be patient. Well, bring him on. Did he indicate? Indicate. So we got Brother Sujar in there and one of the co-host workers, and we definitely would love to bring him up because he always, and ever since I know him, got something said and about this image because he sees the danger of this image. Like most of us do to come on the show, and that's why we're working so hard to get rid of it. You got it? Okay. You got your own. I saw him make home.
Oh, my name is Lamb.
You got it,
man. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. I hope this lady ministered to Jean with Allah's name. Most gracious, the most merciful. I also testify and I also bear witness that there's only one creator. And I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon Prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the prophet. He's a messenger of Allah. He's God's servant. I'd like to give the believers the greeting of peace of As-salamu alaykum.
Well,
look out the lamb. All praise be to Allah. we thank Allah Merchant. We forever gonna stand up and testify and bear witness against idol worshipers, false worshipers, people's making the creation of God. You know, they taking the creation. Allah have given this to us to be over the creation. The human being is over the creation. But they are taking it and taking part of the creation and making it into a god. So we had that. This time just started. It was during Abraham time. In Surah 6, Ayat 74. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. The Quran said, Lo, Abraham said to his father, Isaac, take thou idols for God, for I see thee and thy peoples in manifest error. So also did we show Abraham the power and the laws of the heavens and the earth, that he might with understanding have certitude. You see? So, and then Abraham goes on and shows how he did his research by mathematical investigation. You know, Abraham says when the night covered him over, he saw a star. He said, this is my Lord. But when it set, he said, I love not those that set. When he saw the moon rising in splendor, he said, this is my Lord. But when the moon set, he said, unless my Lord guide me, I shall surely be among those who go astray. When he saw the sun rising in splendor, he said, this is my Lord. This is the greatest of all. But when the sun set, he said, oh, my people, I am indeed free from your guilt of giving partners to Allah. For me, I have set my face firmly and truly toward him who created the heavens and the earth, and never shall I give partners to Allah. People disputed with him. He said, come ye to dispute with me about Allah when he himself had guided me? I fear not the being ye associate with Allah. Unless my Lord will it, nothing can happen. My Lord comprehended in his knowledge all things. Will ye not yourself be admonished? How should I fear the being he associated with Allah when ye fear not to give partners to Allah without anyone have been given to you? Which of us two parties has more right to security? Tell me if ye know. It is those who believe and confuse not their belief with wrong that are truly in security. They are on right guidance. That was the reason it's about us, which we gave to Abraham to use against his people, to raise whom we will, degree after degree. For thou, Lord, is full of wisdom and knowledge. Sallallahu Kadim, surely Allah speaks the mighty truth. Abraham went through the whole process of observation and came to the conclusion that the stars, the moon, the sun, all these things, this creation, can't be God. Because God don't set. God don't come down. You see? He used that type of logic. And he was trying to pass it on to his father. His father was in business of making false gods. And he tried to get his father away from that. But his father got angry. So Abraham had to tell him, you be your way and I'll be my way. Praise be to Allah. So this is what time it is. It's time to let the people know, you know, that we're not going to be satisfied. We're not going to just sit and let you influence the world, influence the community, influence the children, all the people, with the lie that God got a son. We're not gonna sit this idle by and don't say nothing. Just let you do that. And what we're seeing is happening is that you got the world twisted up and you producing homosexuality. You're producing false worship. You know, you're establishing people that is greedy. You know, people that don't want to follow the law of God. God's law is that we get married. Don't commit fornication. Don't commit adultery. That's the law of God. Man didn't make that law. Man didn't make no law that if you have sex with another man, woman, that's fornication. I mean, that's fornication. Adultery, excuse me. You know, God is going to establish that. Think about that. God is the one that established that we should get married. Oh, that came from God. Man didn't establish that. So God had to reveal the revelation of marriage. He had to reveal laws that we can govern ourselves by. And you think about those laws. The people that does that is people that's most happy. People that are able to raise their family and raise their children properly. People that you can trust. People that makes good neighbors. You see? The children become respectable. Respectable. Because of God's law, not man's law, because of God's law. So we have to think about that. God had to show Abraham. And when Abraham came into the reality, he said never would he go back to setting up partners with God. They're saying something in the creation that looks like they're powerful and name those things God. And start calling those things your God. Start worshiping them. Giving prayers to them, reverence to them. So we're living in a world that have been established by Satan, by the disbeliever, by lies and falsehood, not by truth and not by God. This is the world that we're living in today. This is America. America got some laws that is good And he got something, he got a whole lot of them is bad. I remember Imam Wabdi Muhammad said that it's all right to be a crook as long as you don't be caught by the bigger crook. So that's the type of laws and understanding that America gives. Capitalism. You know, you can capitalize on a person. You know, if you're in a position, you see a situation where you can get rich, you can capitalize on. You know, it's they got laws now, brothers and sisters, where it's permissible to practice deception. They got people sending you. You are calling you and telling you that you don't want $25,000. All you got to do is call them, and when you call them, they trap you. They're just like you trap a rabbit. It's all right in this world right here to practice deception. It's deceive senior citizens, deceive children and women. It's okay. That's why we got to remake this war. We got to make a new war. A war that God loves. A war that our children and our folk parents, and our grandparents and parents will be happy. That we can enjoy life. And really become free. Really have real freedom. But as long as we have this image up in the world, brothers and sisters, we're not going to be free. You're going to be a prey. You're open prey for the person that's practicing wickedness and deception. You're prey for them. You're a target. They can call you on the telephone and pretend that they are somebody else. They're somebody who they are not. And lie to you. And set you up to steal your money out your bank account. Steal your wife. Steal your, kidnap your children. Put your children into slavery. Murder you in the name of the law. Catch you on television and you still get away with it. Televise it. Show the world what you've done. And you still be set free. This is the kind of world we're living in. We live in the world of Satan. This is the world of Satan. You couldn't get away with that if you was living up under God's law. In the world that is established by God. There's no way you would get away with that. But you can get away with it today because of the type of world that we're living in. A world that is not just. You can look at the people's that that have things in this world, and you can see that it's unjust, that it's not bound. Got laws set up where they can charge you with usury. It's okay if I agree to it. It's okay if I sign a paper. And they got some small writing in there that I misunderstood. That I didn't get an understanding of it. And they set me up from the very beginning, still my paying off my debt goes down, it gets larger and larger and larger. It never goes down. It just grows bigger. And the payment that I'm making, I never put a dent in it. They just take your money. All this because they have an image up in the world, established in one race as the master race, as the superior race, established one race as the family of God. Is that race in agreement with that? I think they are, brothers and sisters. Because if they see that it's wrong, you speak out against wrong. And it's not hard to speak and hard to understand that the creator of the heavens and earth is like nothing in this creation. If he had had a son, the son would have been something real different than what it is now. It wouldn't look like a white man, I tell you that. Most children that come from from two things coming together, it usually the male usually produce a lackness of that thing. And you saying that the creator of the heaven and earth, I don't see how they can even argue that. That seems so intelligent. That seems so unbalanced. To sit up and talk to a person about God, God having a son. It don't seem like a person should even make an attempt to try to prove that he don't have a son. It's so far out. And the son and the one that's arguing about it is so backwards and so far gone that they praying that they could get some praise. From the master. They praying that they get some praise from him. Because the master, I know the master said to himself, how can a nigga prove to another person that I'm the son of God? How could he do that? And this so-called Negro, he said, I'll show you, master. Watch me. Jesus is God's son. My book, the Bible, say that Jesus is God's son. Jesus is God. There's three gods. How could you have three gods in one? Well, you know, just like ice, you can get ice, and you can get the ice can be water. And you can freeze it. I mean, just a whole lot of ignorant stuff. He can't explain to you how he can be God's son, but he will attempt to answer it. He'll attempt to answer it. You know, and let's tell you anything. Anything. That don't make no sense. That's not based in reality. Don't have no logic behind it. Jesus is God's son. Then they got pictures everywhere of a person they say is Jesus. They got pictures all over. In the church. In the Bible. On the wall, in the hall, everywhere, around your neck. They got pictures all over of this Caucasian man as God's son, as Jesus. Brothers and sisters, we thank you. We prayed that we said something that made some sense. And we pray that you take a second look at this. If you haven't taken a serious look at it, take a second look at it. You're open to false worship. Came to you in peace, leave you in peace. I shall arm and ain't come. Got it, brother Akbar.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Thank you, Brother Suja. It's amazing how the world got duped, dismissed, that you got through, how the world still is paralyzed to do nothing about it. It's a shame. Well, I see that we have a sister in the, Sister Lala. Thank you. She didn't indicate that she wants to come in. We thank her, all those who are listening. Well, we're here to solve the lie. We're here to correct the lie that been given to the world that have caused us to hesitate in owning business. I listened to Brother Naeem the other day. And like Brother Naeem said, it's what he was saying, it's common sense. You want good food, you're going to have to grow it yourself. You're going to have to produce it and grow it yourself. Because these people make money off of illness, sickness. They make money off of prisons and jails. They make money off of a diamond ring and expensive tennis shoes. They make money off that. So they're not going to stop their benefits, cut their benefits off, because they've been told in their own books that we've been chosen to be their wood carriers, and we've been chosen for them to walk over us. We've been chosen for them to carry whatever they need to be carried. We've been chosen for that purpose alone. God chose us. And you know, and then they made it seem it should be done, because we're black people. And they Wesley weren't put what black means. And it don't have no nice ring to it. So they gave us to us. Because that's to justify all to make it easy for them as human beings to another human being to misuse that human being and use in the name of God to do it. So we are on the case. And we hope in pretty soon and not too far off that all this be turned around, because we see the change coming. We can look at the weather and see the changes coming. What kind of storm would be 200 miles wide, 100 miles an hour? What kind of storm is that? And then just like the people in biblical days, when the scientists tell them that the people, they get a warning that this storm is coming, and they laugh and go on to sleep and drink whatever they're going to do and go on to sleep, and they wake up with the front room gone, or the house is put in another county. This is what these people woke up in Kentucky. And we ask the Lord to forgive, save as many if we can, show mercy to those who have earned it. And we pray that this song will bring good out of it from all of us. You know, but that's a terrible storm. It says 70 some people have been announced as dead, and they said we'll go higher. And the point of this is in December. There has been no natural storm in December. But Allah do as He please. Allah won't keep His word. The human being belongs to Allah. Don't belong to the people that have brought. We all belong to God, the Creator. And we are living in that day we call judgment. And we can see it. It's as plain as the nose on your face. We're living in the judgment. And we pray that Allah spares the good people. And may Allah bless us all to come back together and be one. And be the best human being that we can be before it's too late. See, a warning comes, and the warning comes, and you don't heed to the warning. Read the scripture and see what happened to those before you when the warning came. So there is there. So we thank Allah. We thank Prophet Muhammad and Abdullah for receiving this book that we have today. We thank Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for praying for Majedi, praying for one who can come and revive the religion as needed. And he, man, Wahati Muhammad, came to revive all the religions. And now it's our job to help them completely revive those religions, because all the lies have been put with those religions that have caused the many human beings not to be here today. All them lies that were given to us, to the world, by a few human beings. A few unsensitive human beings. They had no sensitivity for the world. So we thank Allah. We thank Him for blessing us with this Blog Talk radio station, so we can bring some clarity to the world, and we can get the world back on the track that God has set it on in the beginning. And there's a book saying, "In the beginning, so shall it be in the end." And we are at the end of this ungodly, unnatural world that we've been put in. thank Allah. We thank Allah for all those who come on this show. And we want you to know that our show is trying to get us back into the business. We got to have business. Hey, those sisters, we're sending our children to school 20, 10, and 15, 20 years just to get a job when a man should be going to college. Getting a high education, a woman, they should be able to come out and make jobs. They should come up, be able to come out and start jobs. So somebody ain't teaching right. Somebody ain't something ain't measured up. If college is the highest form of education that you can get in those fields, that is not measuring up, because our people are not coming up with jobs, not coming up with the revenue, and I don't think it's right for us to go to school all of a year just to get a job, and that's what it looked like and going on. So we got to change this. We've been trained to spend our money with everybody. We spend our money like we don't like it. We spend money like we hate it. We spend money like that money in our pocket. It deserves to be with the people that brought us here and worked us for 1 year. But I pray they should continue getting our rewards and from out of our pockets to keep them rich. And that's exactly what we're doing. So we here tonight. We pray that what we are being able to say or going to say, we're not here to entertain you. We're here to get the best out of all of us so we can go to work on these issues that we've been given. This false image of God put in a Caucasian image on, and people got it on their walls, in their pocketbooks, in their bathrooms, in their cars, and they don't have no shame. Like God, they said, don't make no image. Allah said, don't make no image, and they did it anyway. So they broke every law, like Sujah said. That law about man not fornicating in adultery, that comes from God. That law about man, two men laying together, that's a law come from God. And Allah said that's abomination, meaning that you can't get no production out of two men, two women. Satan is one who make evil seem fair. Satan never done that. He has made evil seem fair. So no matter how bad somebody perceive themselves, if they're Caucasian, they don't look so bad. So we got to change it. We're supposed to be one brotherhood. We one people. All us brothers, Caucasian, Japanese, I don't care how they got their name. Somebody gave their name, and I don't see nowhere in the scripture where God said he gave us them all them names. So we so much to call them names. By the land we came off of. But first of all, we will be a human being. And human beings supposed to love each other. If dogs love each other, then human beings should be the best one to love each other. Wouldn't you say? I know I believe that. But I believe there will be no real coming together and no meeting of the mind as long as that image up as false image up as God or God's son. And you see the people who respond to I see it in their faith. When you tell them that God do not have a son, you can see it in their face that they having a hard time digesting, but they got to go along with the status quo. So I'm going to read something quickly again from greatest book that Allah say he protected. I can't find no other book in the world that Allah said that he put angels around it and he protect this book other than the Quran. Allah says in Surah 6, Ayat 101 to 102, as Allah speaking to us, talking to his creation. He said, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, to him is due, to him that do the pure organ of the heaven and earth, how can he have a son when he has no concept? Talking about Allah. He created all things and he has full knowledge of all things. This is Allah, your Lord. There is no God but he, the creator of all things. Then worship he him, and he has power to dispose of all affairs. Surely Allah has speak the truth. So we're here tonight to keep this rolling. Let me check with my down here. Let's check and see if anyone else going to come into the queue. Zaire, you said that. I said. Huh? Okay. You got Sister Karan want to come in? Well, Sister Karan. As-salamu alaykum. Your mic is open. You might have it on mute. Your mic is open. As-salamu alaykum. I beg your pardon?
I want to ask you.
Okay.
You had said something about
I have said something about what? Yes, what I said.
And that's not the first time you had said that. And I just want to know where is that written?
Said what there by Prophet Muhammad?
He said that he had slain for Abu Jethi. And I just want to know where is that written?
Prophet Muhammad prayed for one to come and when the Prophet Muhammad prayed, well, I had to get you that ayah since you want it. I had to find that. Imam gave it to me. Imam said that Prophet Muhammad prayed for Majeti. That's how they come. That's why they start coming. The Prophet Muhammad prayed. Asked Allah after so many years to send someone to revive the religion. And a reviver is called Prophet Muhammad, called a Majeti. So I had to get that for you since you are interested and you want to know. It just didn't pop up. His sincere prayer brought him into, Allah know what we needed. And Elijah had run his time, and it was predicted way before we may have come here, before he was born, that he was coming. But it still took a lot of permission to make that happen. So we'll try to get you that information. Well, you want to say something else while you're here with us? We know you always got your eyes on the community, and you're able to point out some of the defects that you see in the community, and we appreciate that because You see what you see that see the community through the eyes of a mother. So we would love to hear what you had to say. So you got it. Some Lakem, you got it, sister.
That's what I'm, my apology, I didn't have my speaker on.
Okay, then.
But
now
did you hear something that I said?
It's the way we heard it, was screaming, but we heard you. Yeah,
oh,
but you spoke
loud.
Like,
okay.
you got good insight on what's going on, and so you speaking up and speaking out, and you standing up. So alhamdulillah for you, sister. Alhamdulillah. Praise sister like yourself. I have to keep standing and speaking. See your wrong, speak out against it. You can't change it with your hand. You can't change it with your hand. You don't want to go that far. Then say a prayer over it. You know, Allah is prayer, and Allah will do something about it. Alhamdulillah.
You know, I was taught that when you retreat from the battlefield, it doesn't mean that you lost the war. It means that you are retreating to win the war. Alhamdulillah.
Right. Alhamdulillah. Well, you doing that, sister. Alhamdulillah. Keep up the good work. And alhamdulillah. Well, anyway, we're going to move on, brother. Suja, you want to come back? Brother Suja.
He said give him five minutes, Brother Akbar.
Okay, then. Well, you keep on rolling until you get back. Tell us something about the school and the children that you associate with. So tell us some about some of the things you love to. Make your day go by much easier when you're working with those children and those young minds that you work with so many times a week. Will you share some of that information with us?
Well, Brother Akbar, I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm 70 some years old, and at this age, my day that I spent for almost 2 days was sitting down up in this house, watching Shuja sleep and watching him boxing all day long. Yes, you know what he said. He asked me, Shuja, what was I was doing. I said, that was the truth. Well, I can't have he said I have a mental problem, but alhamdulillah. But that's the truth.
Okay.
And so that's all I did. So at my age right now, it is raining down here. It's very raining and it's cold down here. So the children can't get out much. But basically, I go to the lot and I be cleaning it up. I clean it up and get it all designed. We're getting it ready.
Okay. Did you see what happened in Kentucky? The storm rolled through Kentucky. Did you see that?
No, I didn't see it, but I looked up in the sky. And I knew that there was a storm. It was northeast. And then when I looked on the map, I saw that was Kentucky that they was talking about. It's really thick. If you look up in the sky, you can see a lot of where the storm is at. And then if you see like yellow or orange up in the sky, like the orange color in the sky, then that's a big storm there somewhere. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Yeah, well, it's destroyed 17 counties, which is go over a 200 mile radius. They are going 100 miles an hour, so you can imagine the destruction that storm brought to Kentucky. So they is all on the news showing all the destruction. So we pray that everybody in Kentucky that's alive and be safe and God willing.
Assalamualaikum.
Well,
alaykum
as-salam, Brother
Suja. Alhamdulillah. Excuse me, I had to take care of something. Praise be to Allah.
Brother, you hold on to what you said. All you got to do is come back and pick the phone up.
Yes, sir.
You got it, brother.
Yes, sir. Allah Akbar. Alhamdulillah. Praise be to Allah. We thank Allah, mercy. And again, I just like to open up. You gonna fix that coffee?
Mm-hmm.
Again, I'd like to open up with Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. I testify and bear witness that there is only one God.
I try to
emphasize on that and try to drill that with that through, you know, in my conversation. I was listening at the doctor this morning, sister what's her name? She taught on the Lifeline this morning. Dr. Adrian. I was listening at her style of teaching, and mm-hmm. it's right on point. She hardly said the same thing twice, you know, and what she was saying united us. It brought us together. That's the type of teaching that the truth does. It unite us and bring us together. But lies, what it do, lies separate us. It's divide us. You know, deception divide us. But she did such of a good job. Praise be to Allah. The sister really can teach. She's a real teacher. She's a serious teacher and calm. You know what I mean? She's calm and she put it out there. You know, we don't have too many brothers. We don't have too many teachers like that, brother. I'm thankful to Allah. I pray that Allah continue blessing that sister to come on. You know, because you can say that you can tell Allah that she delivered the message, and she's a real, real good teacher. She don't scramble or go all over, go around the world, all the way around the bushes, and you never understand what she's trying to say. She don't try to get so deep. She's just a beautiful teacher. You know, and pray that the sister come back on. Praise be to Allah. I really enjoyed it this morning. But praise be to Allah, brother. We is working on this image, and we think that it's got to be balanced. We can't just work all the time on the image. We got to establish businesses. That's the reason we got it set up where we talk about the image, and then we talk about the business. I remember the Imam told us in giving Juma, he said the first half of the Juma, you glorify Allah, you talk about Allah, and the second half of the Juma, you talk about community interests, community, you know. And, you know, talk about community, that's talking about establishing businesses, you know. And all of us have a community, you got to establish business. So he dropped that on us. He left that on us, Imam YBD Muhammad, you know, it's also just in Islam, period. Prophet Muhammad, when he first went into Medina, he saw that the Jewish people had all the business, control all the businesses. He said, this can't be. So we got to have business. So right away, they start setting up business. And that's what we got to do, brothers and sisters. We got to set up business. And I pray it seems like we is moving in that direction, brothers and sisters. It seems like we're moving in that direction. And it won't be long now. It won't be long. You know, we gonna have it. I got to give the information that Brother Salim asked me in reference to what we need in order to become part of that that credit union. That credit union. You know, he won't BUII to become part of that credit union. So we definitely wanna hook up with him on that. You know, he's setting up the credit union where if we need some money, then that's who we get the money from. You know, and then we got other people's is collectively putting their monies in and establishing the credit union. And the credit union is going to be basically our credit union. So we got to do that. We got to do that. You can't establish businesses and you don't have no place to put your money. You know, and you don't come together putting your money someplace collectively where you can use. That where you can use other people's money in order to get things established. Yeah, that's what the bank is all about. That's what the credit union is all about. If you want to do something big, then you got a place that you got set up where you can go to and get money, because that's what they do. They come together. They bring the money together. You know, big, large sums of money together. You know, so if you want to do something, you know, you have to go through a process. You just don't get it just because you're black or you're a Muslim. You know, you got to qualify for it. You know, and I think we as BUII would definitely qualify for it. You know, so alhamdulillah, you know, we got to establish businesses. We got a whole lot of smart people among us, smart young folks, a whole lot of smart young folks. I'm telling you, brother, anytime I want something on my telephone, anytime I want something on my laptop, dealing with Wi-Fi or something, I had to ask the young folks about it. Right away, they know. They don't disappoint you. They know. They tell you how to fix it, and they fix it so fast, it's just unbelievable. So we got to utilize smart people like that. We got to utilize that. A lot of them bless them with that type of knowledge, for them not to utilize it, for them not to get established, you know. But we want to help them get established in righteousness, in truth. You know, the gangsters, they come in, you know, with dirty money, and they'll do a little anything in order to get established, you know. So we got certain laws that are gonna govern us. Certain laws that are gonna govern us. And when we put that type of money together and do something with that type of money, you talking about a happiness. It's a feeling that nothing else can give you. You get a good feeling because you got honest money together. You came together with honest money and you made it and you're not begging. And we really got to get out of that mentality that we are looking for something free. They got us right there. That's the way they come at us. They just got these stores that they got in, dollar stores. You want somebody to give you something, you know. And people say, yeah, that's right. They say it's a dollar store, but when you get in there, you know, the thing costs $10 and $12 and $15, you know. But they tell you it's a dollar store, you know. And you come out there and you don't spend about $50. I'm telling you, they tricking us all kinds of ways. If we don't do something for them, if we don't do something for self, we're going to go down as the most backwards people on this planet. backwards and ignorant people on this planet. It's time for us to do something for self, you know, and we got to work on getting these people together. We got to keep talking to them. We got to let them know what we see in them. And we got to let them know if we unite the possibility. If they unite, it's unlimited. It's unlimited. We got to let them know that, you know. And when they see it, it's different from a person telling you something and you seeing it and you experiencing it. Now you know it, you know. So that's the direction we're going in. That's what we're talking about. Remove racial images out of worship, but also we got to be in business. Let's not let people trick us like they did before. That was one of the tricks they did before, you know. And they do it to the Christian. They're still doing it to the Christian, you know what I mean? That how they said money is the root of all evil, you know. I remember the imam said that you got to have you can't have no baby appetite. He said, I got an elephant appetite, you know. So he took us out of that. He took us out of that delusion, you know, about getting wealthy. You know, he said, I need all the money I can get. So he took us out of that, you know. But we know we don't get wealthy and lose our mind. We don't get wealthy and get off our position. You see, we don't get wealthy and become so big nobody could talk to us. You see, that is a problem, and that's always have been a problem. That's a problem for anybody, you know. If you're not under the pressures that you've been used to being up under, you get out from under those pressures, you know, you got to use your knowledge to realize where you came from and be able to keep yourself balanced. Keep yourself balanced. Know how to treat people. Know that just yesterday you was being oppressed. Don't you come into a wealth and stuff like that and then you start oppressing people, disrespecting people. You know, so that's one thing that we learned. You know, we as older people can talk like this here because this is something that we went through, and this is something that we learned. And racism is not nothing new to us. Racism, you come into wealth. And you come into knowledge and you become a race, a black race. Stuff Allah. God forbid. You know? No, we have to be God conscious. We have to stay God conscious in everything that we do. We know that God sees us. You know that God is aware of it. And he knows all, you know. We got to stay God conscious. So yes, we can become millionaires and billionaires, but we gonna be God conscious. We gonna love our brother. We gonna want for our brother what we want for ourselves. We gonna be so much stupid that we give everything we got away. You know, we got to know how to manage it. You know. So it's gonna be on another level when you come into the wealth. It's gonna be on another level. You're gonna have to know how to maintain. You're gonna have to know how to be fair. You're gonna have to know how to not to practice fraud all these things. It's going to be another level. You're not going to have the same pressure. You're not going to have the same pressures that you had before, where you worry about paying your electric bill and worry about paying your utility bill, worry about whether or not you got enough food. It's going to be a different thing. You see, it's going to be a different worry. Just because you get money, it don't mean that you're not going to be tested and tried. God said he's going to test and try you. You know, so let's strive to establish businesses. Let's don't be afraid of wealth. You know, let's try to get money in the bank for our personal sale. You know, so we can do things. You know, if you don't have no money, you know, you ain't got no money in the bank. You ain't got no money. You know, you can't be nice to your grandchildren. You can't give them nothing. You can't, if you got children, you might want to give them something sometime, you know, a gift or something like that. You can't do none of that. You know, you might want to travel and come see them. You can't do that because you're broke. So, brothers and sisters, we thank Allah for this opportunity, and we pray that Allah bless us with the success that we are striving for. We came to you in peace, and we're going to leave it in peace. As-salamu alaykum.
Well, like I said, great talk, good talk. Alhamdulillah. Well, we'll keep rolling. We thank Allah for this opportunity to come before you tonight. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Roman the bad with it, we testify there is no God but Allah, and that Prophet Muhammad is the seal of the prophets. There's no more prophet to come. No one is banned witness to that but the Muslim. So all I said that we have been raised up for the best of mankind. And because mankind got to be re-educated into who is the creator. And it's our job to do so. So we're here tonight, we're standing in the mold of bringing this education to the world. Although we're talking here, we can take this talk anywhere in the world. And we won't be out of place. Because, like Brother Hameen said, they sent over a million images all throughout the world.
Wow.
Some of them are big enough to put on your wall. Some of them were big enough to put in your pocketbook. And they sent all over the world. And this world is still affected by those images. And you can hear it every day. Today, this world is affected by that image. You can see it on TV, in the language. It's in the language. And Imam W. Muhammad said, we have to change this language. Bring in a language that respects everybody. That respect everybody. And the key is that we all are the children of Adam. You can't get no higher than that. We the other children of Adam. And God said he made a difference so we can learn from each other. But look how we despise each other. Look how we are harming each other. Look how one think they're better than the earth. That's not the intention that God wanted to bring about. But this is the intention Satan brought about.
Mm-hmm.
And this intention got to come to an end. Yeah, because when we start going into business, and we going into business, we really don't have no choice. I talked to Brother from Detroit, and he was saying on the Lifeline, we got to grow our own food. Ain't nobody gonna grow no food for us. We can tell, we the only people in the world talking about eating a lamb. Most people don't care about a lamb. All they want to think they got to do is get them something to eat just to carry them over to the next time their stomach is empty. Somebody put them in bad, bad shape. We know sugar, high blood, and all these problems coming by bad eating habits. Huh? And we know we can't make nobody eat right. But at least we can eat right. And we know we're going to have to grow our own food, cattle, chicken, lamb, goat. And we get some, we eat buffalo meat. So what I'm going to do now is bring our imam of this Block Talk radio station. That's Imam Ibrahim Abdullah.
Well, hey, bro.
Long way, bro.
Hey, assalamu alaikum.
Waalaikumsalam, Brother Ibrahim. Yeah, and then, you know, before you leave, give some information on that. Tornado went to Kentucky today, if you can, you know.
Yes, sir. Inshallah. I would have been a witness and testify. Nothing deserves to worship except Allah alone, who have no partners, no associates. This creation is here to govern all by himself. Don't need no help. We need the help. And I would have been a witness and testify that Prophet Muhammad, to whom the Quran was revealed to for mankind and the world over, is his last messenger and his prophet, sealed of the prophet. No more prophets. All these chump around and talking about these prophets, so-and-so, just tell them they're a lie. All you have to do is say, you a prophet? Yeah. What scripture you came with? Because every prophet came with a scripture. But I'd like to say, that book you was talking about, I wanted the statement y'all was talking about, the Majedi, but if you get the book on Manulana, I mean Mao Duty, that's who wrote the book on Majedi back when Imam Muhammad told us to get his book, and he was a personal friend of Imam Muhammad. Well, Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, asked for a deliverer. So they in turn say, Majedi, but he asked for a deliverer. So that's the same thing. So okay. I just wanted to put that out there so you can grab that if you go back and find that book.
And I researched
that.
I think I've seen it one
day.
I guess. Thank you, brother.
This storm you was talking about, my question to the people, in all honesty, and not making mockery of anything, because you know, Quran Allah say on that day and time, we can have the laugh if we want to. So we can laugh if that's what we want to do. So I want to ask the question. 7 o'clock last night, they told the people in Kentucky and the surrounding areas that this storm was coming. Whether they believed it or not, well, the proof is in the pudding. It was 9 counties, over 200 miles of damage, pure damage. They said it was 22 tornadoes touched down, and one was a great big large one. It affected Kentucky, also parts of Illinois and Tennessee. So we see that Allah is doing his job. He's doing exactly what he said we'll do. Now, keep on worshiping the image. My question is this. Did you grab that cross around your neck and start praying to it? Or look up on that wall and the cross on in your house on your wall and got down your knees and start praying to it when that storm was coming? Okay, you did, but it didn't do you no good. If you did, it didn't do you no good at all. So what happened? If you were praying to that image or the thing that looked like you to save you, what happened? A 200-mile stretch and tore up everything in its path. Dropped a building, an Amazon building, people working, cars were piled on top of the roof to crash the building down. And they don't think there's any of the survivors in there. But I want to know, did you grab that cross around your neck and call on Jesus? That's what I want to know. And if you did, I think you better go back and research in your mind to find out if we talking the truth or y'all talking the truth. We going to keep on delivering the message that Allah has duty-bound us to deliver. See, us talking to what we talking even gave y'all a hint that something was coming. Like our leader Imam Muhammad said, he said, look, as long as I got Allah on my side and Allah is my friend, ain't nowhere in the world I'm going to lose. There's nowhere in the world we're going to lose, because look at the friend that we got on our side. We got the Lord of all the worlds on our side. We know how to call on him in time of trouble or danger. But y'all calling on the thing that looked like y'all, that y'all been telling a lie all these years saying that it was God or his son. Well, why didn't it save you? That's what I like to know. And a lot of people get so sentimental. Oh, you see what happened? Had all them towns got caught? That's God's work. And ain't nothing you can do about it. You're just reaping what you sow. That's all. Now keep on dropping your head down. Put your head between your legs. Keep on dropping on your knees and planting that thing that looked like you. When God says in the Bible, in your scripture, in 40 different places, make no engraved image of me. So now you're going to make God a lie? See, you can make Shaitan a lie, Satan, but you can't make God a lie. When God said, kun fa yakun, be and it is. See, you don't have to even move. You just think it, and it's all over. And that's something you want to play with? Well, he showed you last night, Kentucky, Illinois, the part of Tennessee. And isn't Kentucky a blue state? Alhamdulillah. Why I'm saying that? I'm saying it because of the prejudice that lies in these little towns hiding all behind the bushes and the woods off the highway that you don't know about. And you live in the moment. Yeah, you still thinking that you God or you the savior to the world. And you're the biggest hypocrite in the world that the world had ever produced. Yes, you are the Caucasian. That's what I'm talking about. So I just want to know, you can write me a letter, give us a phone call, Rock Top Radio, come on and push one. Just let us know that you pray to Jesus for that storm hit. And we would have told you, just pray to Allah. Just mention the name of Allah, and you might be saved. But you're too proud and arrogant. But you see what your proudness and arrogance got you last night? 27 tornadoes, 200-mile stretch. 9 counties? I mean, look, the buildings that was made out of steel, the buildings are twisted, brothers and sisters. They twisted. Steel. And that's something you want to play with?
I'm gonna tell you.
Keep on uttering them words out your mouth, them lies out your mouth. See, to show you that you're not intelligent, because you was intelligent, you go to your scripture and you start saying what your scripture say. Your scriptures say, make no engraved images of me from the heavens above nor the earth beneath. I'm God, the jealous God. Now, you want to buck that, and that's what you did. You've been bucking it. Yes, you've been here in America. And you don't live, up there, as they say, how they say that? You don't live high on the hall. So you sure ain't eating no lamb or beef, and your mind is all scrambling and messed up. Everything that God said don't do, you went against it, but yet on Sunday you got nerve to hold the Bible just to give people's money.
Mm-hmm.
But Allah's coming at you now. Your creator. And I don't feel bad. People are so similar, them ain't nothing I can do about that. And I'm saying what I said, I say praise be to Allah. My Lord has let me know what I read, that he's always on time. See, when we see things like that, the Muslim, when we see like things like that, we say, I seek protection from Allah from that. That's what we say. We seek protection from Allah from that happening to us. And we always ask Allah to bless the believers. Believers in whatever religion. Bless the believers, those who truly believe in him. That they truly believe in him, that means they're going to bring the message that he sent down by his prophets to the world exactly the way that he said bring it. Okay, we got about 8 minutes, so I'm a Paul right here. I just wanted to come on and just bring that information, And I'm gonna ask for running in the street. Did y'all pray? Did you call on Jesus? And I ain't making mockery. I want to see what you're gonna tell me. And if you tell me yeah, I'm gonna say that's where you made your mistake. See, that's a bigger mistake, cause you went exactly against what God said don't do, and you think God gonna keep on blessing you. No. Mm-mm, no. Prophet Muhammad said that when you make a mistake and you go to Allah and ask him for forgiveness, you try your utmost, up to your life, before you do it again. That means that you're going to battle with that which is trying to cause you to go wrong and stay in the right. All you got to do is get on God's side. That's all you got to do. That's so simple. It's simple. I asked a guy one time, he was lighting a cigarette. I said, what's that on the end right there? He said, what? I said, what's that on the end right there? He said, fire. I said, yeah. I said, you know what that mean? No, what that mean? I said, that's fire on one end and a fool on the other. just make it plain to you. And he had to stop and look at it. And look at it. The thing that are causing y'all to die is the thing that y'all rush headlong to. You don't even think about it. Until something happens to you, you wind up in the hospital, and they tell you you got full-blown cancer. Or you got 5 stages, 6 stages, 9 stages. Then your head is between your shoulders then. Why couldn't you call on your Lord before that happened? Not to say it didn't happen, but why didn't you call on the one that created you and can cure anything if you so desire? So I come to you, brothers and sisters, in peace. I'm going to leave you in peace. I wasn't late getting known. I was just listening to my brother and my sister and them talk. And I really wanted to bring that information about praying for a deliverer. So, you know, that's a majetic in our time. We know what it is. So I came to you in peace, going to leave you in peace. Ayy, salamu alaikum.
Well, look at Slam. Come back and close out. Tujar, you got something you want to say?
No, you all said it all. I just like to tell Brother Ibrahim, I didn't get a chance to tell him the good job that he did Friday. He did most of the presentation, but it was right on time. It was hitting the target every time.
So I didn't want to disrespect my big brother, that's why.
Praise be to Allah.
Yes, sir. Long way,
brother.
I tell him, okay. My big brother told me what I had to do, so I don't want to go up against him, so I got to get it right.
Praise be to Allah, brother. We take Allah. We coming together. We coming together.
Yes, sir.
My wife wants to talk about a flood. She's on mission.
But I just want to say, alhamdulillah, I just want to say this. I want to just bear witness to what the brother was saying about the storm, because what happened was that when they had this flood here in Louisiana, I bear witness that. They didn't have now all the big mega churches, the big churches.
Yeah.
Flooded. Not one masjid got flooded. Now, not even no Muslims' houses got flooded. And even at my house right here, across the street, the water was 4 feet high. But on my side, where I was at my house, the water didn't even come to my door. They didn't even come under the carport. I said, wow. And I couldn't believe that. I said, and I didn't go nowhere. But I'm going to let you know, they had that storm came. They had this thundering. So my daughters and them, they left. But they ended up coming back because I told them I had my electricity and everything was on, my internet and all that. None of that didn't go off. And everybody stuff, they liked and stuff went off. But what happened was when they had that thundering, I hit the floor. I said, if I'm gonna go, I'm gonna go on. I'm gonna go bowing down to Allah. I live in a brick house, and the floor shook. That's how bad. That's how bad it was. I felt the ground was shaking. Alhamdulillah.
You know, in that storm, I bought a brand new church that they built. Allah tore that thing up.
I seen it. I came on turning the news up. Whole lot of them tore it up. So,
you said
Kentucky. Yeah, Kentucky. It's on the news in the country. Yes, sir. It tore it up. A 100 mile or 200 mile radius. It was, I'm in town, 17 towns.
Nine counties.
Nine counties. Okay, nine.
You know how big a county is?
They said it definitely is about 100 now and could go higher.
Yes, sir. It's going east now.
One thing they said, if you ain't from that area, and they said they're going to lock you up, but you know what's going to happen to you. You ain't from the area, you there, and they think you're trying to poach, you're going to jail.
The governor's name is Bashir.
Bashir, I seen him.
Oh, he might be Muslim.
He might be a Muslim.
And I heard he was a Democrat, and that messed him up too. They've been trying to go at him ever since he's been in office.
Mm.
So Allah gave him some help now.
Yes, sir.
We got 2 minutes. Let me close out in prayer, and then we can keep on talking, Abba.
Go ahead. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Should I tell myself to you, Allah, trying to be upright to you who originate the heavens and the earth, and I'm not of the polytheists. Surely my prayers, my sacrifice, my life, and my death are all for Allah, the Lord of all the worlds. No associate has you, in this am I in command, and I am of those who submit. Ameen, Ya Rab.
Ameen.
Allahu Akbar. Well, we feel so good, not because the storm way did them people. We feel good because we know we got Allah on our side.
Allah, yes, right, sir. That's right. Sister, that's the best feeling in the world. Even in over in the tsunami they had over in for the Muslim.
You talking Indonesia?
Yeah.
Indonesia.
Show one of the white churches, white masjid, they have a scratch on it.
And also Hawaii messed up too, brother.
Oh yeah.
They got Jesus all up in there.
I don't know why they didn't call on him then.
Yes, indeed. Yes, yeah.
You can't stop in them states
like
talking about it.
Them people control the wealth, and they know that they're not fair.
That's right.
So
they know it.
I don't feel sorry for them.
I don't. I really don't, brother. I can't feel sorry for something that my Lord is doing. No, I didn't do it.
Yeah.
Didn't nobody feel sorry for us when they burn down our towns and stuff?
Yes, sir, bro. Yes, sir.
When they drop bombs on us, did nobody feel sorry for us?
Nope.
And they sure don't want to help us.
They don't, even today. But we got help coming, though. What Allah say, he told you not so long he went fat. Welcome to help of Allah, and thou do see the people ending the crown in religion. In religion, the crowds celebrate the praise of our Lord. We got help.
Well,
Allah said in the Quran reading the other day, Allah said, don't worry about the people rejecting the truth or the message you're bringing. Just keep on going.
Just keep going.
Keep on doing what we're doing. Allah got that.
Alhamdulillah.
Sure.
Thank Allah.
Yes, sir, bro.
I just want to say one thing and give credit to all my sister here. Muslims out here in Louisiana, that nobody out here be hungry. If you knock on somebody, knock on your door right now and say that, you know, that they hungry and they need food,
they will feed you. So nobody out here be hungry. Somebody will always feeding you, and you always will have a place to stay. If you're homeless, it's because you want to. But out here, you don't be homeless because even if someone have a vacant house or something like that, they'll let you stay in their, house.
Allah Wagbo.
Alhamdulillah.
I know me and Akbar, every other week, stuff, 2 days a week, we taking food to people. Because I got so much in my house, I ain't got no place to put it. So when I get some more, we just take it to different people that we know.
Yeah. Alhamdulillah.
Allah Wagbo.
Lord
Egba. What again? 903. Brother Amin ain't around, our boy. Did he come on tonight? Big brother, I think our boy done dumped out on us too. Where he at?
He hanging around, but he around. He can hear my brother Amin.
Yes, sir.
What do you think you're about? The third is more offended.
It just feels so good to know that it's our time now. Ain't my home told us what? Say, catch the spirit is contagious. You got this spirit here. There's nowhere in the world you can sit still. We always trying to think of somewhere to make it better, something to do, where we can all get together, help each other, you know. That's the kind of spirit we got.
Yeah, that's the right spirit. Don't be thinking about how you can be divided.
Right.
But think about how we can help each other, you know. That's the spirit.
I think this year. I think this year coming for us, inshallah, Allah gonna bless us. This Allah bless us. See this year coming, Allah got something for us.
I say it too, brother. The handwriting is on the wall.
Yeah, it's on the wall. And the good thing about the handwriting being on the wall, we can read the sign. Other people can't read it. And they talking about they palm readers.
Yeah. Won't be long now.
Won't be long, bro. You know, when Allah get ready to do something for you, you feel it in your spirit. You know it's going to happen. You just don't know when or where. But you can feel it.
That's what they say when they cut the monkey's tail off.
Yes, sir.
It won't be long now.
It won't be long. We just praying to Allah to be one of the ones that help move our community forward and let the whole world know what we done did.
Yes, sir. I'm happy.
We brought the nation's line to its peak. Now let's bring Ella's line where it's supposed to be.
Alhamdulillah. Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar. How many minutes there? Oh, it's 6 minutes after nine. They better cut us off in a minute.
Oh yeah, that lady she gonna cut us off real nice.
But you know what I want to say is, you know, there's states, you know, there are a couple of states that you never hear anything about, like Nebraska, South Dakota, North Dakota, Iowa. You don't hear anything from those states. And I said they're real quiet. You don't hear nothing from those states right there. They're real quiet. But Tennessee already made it be known that they are a Klansman territory. They already let that be known.
Yeah, Kentucky, all that. Yes.
Yeah. So we was up in Maryland, and they was talking so bad I told Shujah, look, let's go straight down 65, and when we go down Tennessee, we are not gonna stop. We ain't gonna stop in Tennessee.
I'm telling you.
I think they said the most racist place is
Mississippi.
Yeah.
Louisiana.
Yep.
They said Louisiana is about one of the worst places.
Yep. Alabama. Yep.
That's right.
Georgia.
Yeah.
Mississippi is the most dumbest state in the United States.
I met some of the smartest brothers that I had ever seen.
But they
in Chicago.
From Mississippi. But let me show you how dumb Mississippi is. They got 3 miles, and I bear witness because I was on the Greyhound bus going there, going somewhere. I couldn't believe it. They got 3 miles of a whole block of casinos on both sides. I never seen nothing like it.
Yes.
That's in Mississippi. Louisiana don't have that.
Are you kidding?
Where at? In New Orleans?
In Shreveport? In New Orleans and in Baton Rouge?
They don't have in Baton Rouge. They closed that down there. That water, so they closed that down. I went across that bridge. I said, where's the boat at?
If they close it down, they the mayor now.
They close it down. They don't have it. It's not there. It is just one boat.
Yeah.
Just one boat.
Yeah, but that storm came through Mississippi, though. That casino she talking about down there was on the water. A lot took that casino and put it on the other side of the street. Moved it on the other side of the street, brother.
I'm telling you. You let them do what they want to do. They got it coming. I ain't never seen home that look so rich as the homes that I see in Mississippi.
Do you know his brother Sutton?
He's none of the gold in Mississippi.
Yes. His brother Sutton in Mississippi
got some land at home.
But ask him how when we got lost, who do we ask? And the guy told us exactly where to go to find the Muslims at.
Oh, that was in Mississippi.
I know in Mississippi.
We got to find the masjid. This white boy told us exactly where it was at.
Yes,
and how many miles?
But
they got blacks in Mississippi, got oil wells in the back of their house.
I'm telling you, man, they don't realize how Allah is blessing us. People out of New York and other places came to Georgia,
mm-hmm.
and they seen how the people are living in Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't believe it.
I know.
They down there now.
Yeah,
all you see is New York
City. That's what I told you. I said, y'all have to be careful in Georgia because when you go to there, it's addictive.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's contagious. You know, you get there, you ain't going to leave. But they have never seen so many blacks own their own homes and things the way they did. Yeah, in Georgia, and the quality of the neighborhood, they had never seen that.
Well, especially in the South, you know, I did think about the South.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Malcolm X said, "Stop talking about the South."
That's because we didn't have apartments down here. We always had our own. We always lived in houses out here. Most of the people out here, they don't live, the people, they live in houses. They don't live in apartments out here.
Yeah. That's the difference. Of the people live in apartments.
Right.
And they around all those people that got wealth. I couldn't stand that. I can't be around a whole lot of people got everything and I ain't got nothing. I can't be happy.
Well, like my mama say, the upper hand is better than the lower.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah, I cannot be happy if I see a person got all the wealth, and I'm struggling. I'm not going to be happy around.
But don't worry, brother. It's coming for you. Don't even worry about it.
Oh, yeah.
If I get it first or you get it first, when a lot blessed man will come through, I'm going to call you, say, come on.
Alhamdulillah.
That's right.
And that's the way we got to be. That's the way we got to be. When we got brothers thinking like that and sisters thinking like that, Allah going to bless us. That's when the power coming then. It used to be like that. The way I was raised up in Shreveport, we supported each other in Shreveport.
That's right.
The brothers did. Oh, yeah. We used to go each other home and things. Yeah.
Yeah, that's how we came up in the 50s and 60s.
Yeah. Yes, sir. I'm going to tell you, I was going with this girl, and I went by there. Her father was sitting on the porch, and I went. I asked him, was she at home? And he told me, she said, yes, yeah, she there in the bed back there. He said, go ahead on in there. I walked in there, and she was so surprised because I woke her up. I pushed on her, woke her up, and she said, what you doing here? I said, your father told me to come in and wake you up.
Yeah, see, they knew how respectful we was. They weren't worried about that.
Oh, yeah. You know that in down south, you're going to have to talk to the girl's father first. You're going to have to do that.
That's
you're
right.
Doing that now. Yeah. You just can't go in and talk to no sister and you haven't spoke to the father.
I know when I went there, my children, mother, I walked up and put their dad was like, he said, you come to see my daughter? I said, no, I come to see you. He jumped. What? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's important, yeah, brother. But they don't do it up north. They don't do it up north.
Not no more.
I told the brothers of down south that y'all need to go up north and learn something from the brother up north. And I tell the brother north that y'all need to go down south and learn something.
That's right.
Yeah. If they do that, they'll be balanced, you know. And I told him that, I said, one thing about my brother up north, he know how to hustle, you know.
Oh, brother.
Yeah. But the brother down south, you know, he's earning. I remember we were trying to get a leader. And the brother up north told us, we ain't gonna get him. I know him. Somebody's a brother up north. He said, I picked the brother here. He was talking about a brother from down south. Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, boy.
They got a thing where they ask you a code and ask you, do you play ball?
Uh-huh.
What do you mean? Do you go along with the white man? You know, against the black man? You know, and you have some of them just, you know, it was a code. You know, when you see you have a brother or sister say, yeah, I play ball. But then they'll tell you, they'll let you know that they'll be an infiltrator. They'll work with the the government.
Yeah. What?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think the lady that went to sleep, she done forgot. Oh, is that right?
Yeah, it's
great. I'm going yield, and I'm going to go on YouTube and type in Tornado in Kentucky.
Alhamdulillah. You know what I want to say? When you watch, when you look at the parade and all this stuff that be go, like, especially like the parades, and then if you like look at the young ladies and the young men when they be, you know, they be marching and stuff like that. I remember I said, dang, I said, if you look at the sisters now, they look old. They don't look old. They look. I said, what happened to the sisters? They used to have nice sisters, and you know, everybody was, you know, they looked good, beautiful. They had nice face looks too, you know.
Really,
and the
yeah.
brothers too, they had like little muscles and stuff. Now everybody, they look like they.
Yeah, well, the men want to be sisters.
The thing is, they're not innocent no more. Innocent no more. That's what it is.
Oh, that's
what
it
is. They're not innocent no more.
Right.
And one thing they took out of the school that they never took out of the school was recess and physical education.
Yeah.
Physical education.
And it never took out prayer. And it should never took out prayer out of school.
Right. That's right. Never took out prayer.
Never took out prayer.
They never took out. Did they take out the
pledge
allegiance to the flag?
Go ahead. Not the one
that I was there. Yeah. I think they took out the pledge allegiance to the flag, but I'm not sure. But
I think we the one who took all those of black people keeping the pledge allegiance to the flag, so the man picked it up.
Oh, especially. She realized that the tree is why I had.
Yeah.
The imam taught us that we should be American.
This was almost.
And that we claim that we are American.
Typical story.
Yes, sir.
I remember it was a time that we didn't even want to be American.
Hey, well, we didn't want to be nothing. Come to this state, this country.
Yeah. Yeah, they were treating us so bad.
And then when we wanted to go back to Africa, they said they didn't want us to come back because we was too much like the white man. But now
they call
us
black Caucasians. Yeah, they call us black Caucasians over there.
Mm-hmm. I said, but now look at them.
They're trying to run over here.
And then one time I never get out. I had this African brother. He was talking, and then he was talking about, you know, black folks this, black folks that. And I said, well, I just want to ask you one question: how did y'all lose the mother country? How did y'all lose it? And he couldn't say nothing. So that's why I tell my children: anytime you have an African come up and say something about you negative, just ask them how did they lose the mother country.
Yep.
Well, brother, we're gonna give you all the green.
Yes, sir.
Alhamdulillah. Allah be with you.
Same to you.